And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, segment number 3 coming up with Deb Watkins. She's the director of the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter. How are you doing, Deb?
Good morning. We are.
It's always a pleasure, and we are going to chat about some fun things here. Adoptions. Home for the Holidays is starting today and going through next Wednesday.
It is. We are really excited. You know, this is an annual adoption event that we do every year. And, you know, we really like it because it gets these animals into the homes before the holiday, before that stress of Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. I know Christmas is probably going to look different this year for a lot of people. But the one thing that we have learned that has been so positive in this last year is that so many people are adopting.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. So Home for the Holidays starts today, and adoptions will be $50 for dogs and cats. We do have a few high-profile puppies that will be a higher price, but, you know, they are high-profile, and they'll go out the door really quickly. And so we are doing by appointments, so please give us a call at 785-587-2783 so you can get a time to come in and look and meet that pet. So we also have petfinder.com, so you can go online and you can see all our adoptable animals that are available.
That's such a good tool to have. And if you ever miss any of this information, we do have it up on our Facebook page this morning, so navigate over there and you can see the link here for the Home for the Holidays event. Obviously, if you're going to adopt, you want to probably make sure that you're able to. If you're living somewhere where, you know, maybe you're renting, you want to make sure that it's okay to have a pet first.
Yes, and our adoption counselors will help with that. Anyone that is renting, we always do call and check because, you know, we want to make sure that that pet is safe and can be in that home, kind of prevents those returns from coming back. So we do call and check on that. But our adoption counselors also help with matching up lifestyles. And so, you know, there are certain animals that need more exercise than others and, you know, need a little bit more labor intensive. And so we kind of help people to match their lifestyles with the animals that they're wanting to adopt.
It'd be great if you could, you know, adopt out the whole shelter. I don't know if that's possible here, but, you know.
I think it is possible because adoptions have been going so well. And, you know, right now we have about 13 dogs and 13 cats available. So, hey, let's get them all in homes for the holidays so that they're in their homes for Christmas.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, so yeah, that's a pretty low number. And it's been pretty low for a while, if I remember right.
Yeah, again, in 2020, so far our numbers this year, you know, we've done 972 adoptions. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that is crazy. And
yeah.
How typical is that for a normal year? Is that higher or higher than normal?
It is a bit higher than normal, yes. You know, and again, what really has been amazing is the average length of stay. And so that's kind of shelter world talk, but the average length of stay for a dog is only 5 days. So, you know, we are their second best home, but hey, we want them in their forever homes.
Yeah, no question about it. And it's probably also, you know, if you're going to gift an animal, you want to probably do it in an appropriate way. I know that I've always heard you can do that, but just make sure that you're doing it a safe way.
Yep, and we talk to people about that. And so there's several different ways to do that. We really do suggest that they bring the person down and meet the animal in person to get that bond. And to make sure that that is what the person is wanting and that will work for them. The other way is, you know, give kids little gift cards or make something up and put it in their stocking. Hey, we're going to go to the shelter together as a family and we're getting a kitten. And so people have walked in the door and said, I'm getting a gift for my girlfriend or significant other. And we discourage that. We have them come down and pick them out because I just think it's better. It's just a lot better. And the whole adoption experience is absolutely amazing and you are saving a life.
Yeah. And it's probably frowned upon if you're just starting a relationship too and you're going and getting them an animal. That could maybe end the relationship bad too. Who knows?
Yeah, we want those pets to have their forever people. So yes, we want everything to go really well. And you can fill out your application online. So if you're considering adopting, go ahead and get that application filled out online. And that's just one step that's already done.
All right. Good to hear. What about if people are feeling in the giving mood here right now and want to donate to the shelter, what are some of your needs out there?
You know, and so we always need cleaning supplies, cat toys, dog beds. We're really in a need right now for dog beds and cat beds. Any towels or linens, and so even your old comforters and bedspreads and things like that, because all of our animals get fresh bedding and fresh toys every day, and that does create quite a bit of laundry. And so we love it when people clean out their closets and give us that. And of course, you know, it's always nice to get Amazon gift cards and things like that so that we can get really what the shelter needs.
All right. You know, and I hate to be a downer here, but I know a couple of weeks ago we had a news story, unfortunately, come down about an animal cruelty incident here in Manhattan. And, you know, unfortunately, those happen every once in a while. Have you heard anything more on that? Are we any closer to an arrest in that story?
We do not have any new leads, but our animal control officers and the Riley County Police Department is watching. But no new leads.
Oh, well, that's too bad. That was very unfortunate because usually if you have one of those, it's probably going to happen again. So
we sure hope not, but we are, you know, our animal control officers are out and about and present, and we are available 24 hours a day. And so we are here to prevent those things from happening.
And of course, if you ever see anything, you can report that 24 hours a day. You probably have somebody available that you could at least leave a message, if nothing else.
Yeah, you know, we really want all that to go through the Riley County Police Department. And so that number is 785-237-2112.
Yep. I think 537-2112, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And, all right. Well, anything else you want to share before we wrap things up here this morning?
No, check out our animals online and come down and adopt.
It's a good time to do it. Deb, always appreciate it, and look forward to talking to you again in 2021, hopefully at some point in person.
That would be great. Thank you.
All right, Deb. Thank you. That's going to wrap up that segment. Stay tuned. We've got a very special interview with C. Clyde Jones up next on News Radio KMAN.